The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Used to be that authors like L.A. Marzulli were relegated to late nights and late nights only. His latest book is Rungs of Disclosure, Following the Trail of Extraterrestrials in the End Times. It's a very thought-provoking book. Started reading this two, 3 days ago. And, it used to be that, of course, by the way, welcome, L.A., first off. Welcome to the program. Good morning, sir.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Used to be that you could only do things like Coast to Coast AM, right? And that's where you would
exactly.
All... Exactly. Yeah. And then the federal government starts talking openly about UFOs, except now they're called UAPs. And they're having a big hearing on this today, as a matter of fact, on right. Capitol Hill. And there's going to be a Navy Admiral, is going to be present. And what do you think this is all about? I mean, you've been doing this for years and years and years. How many books you've written on this particular subject?
There's 14 books and 30 films, and most of the books deal in some way with the whole UFO phenomena. So, you know, I've been doing this. I've been frantically waving my arms for decades, warning about the coming Great Deception. I mean, this when they show up, and they will show up at some point, and I talk about that in the books, Rungs of Disclosure, lamarzulli.com. I can get a copy, but when they show up, everything changes. Everything completely changes. Life as we know it changes. And we have to ask ourselves, you know, why now, to your point, why now is the federal government so obsessed with this thing? Why are they talking about it on Capitol Hill? Why all of a sudden is it no longer the stuff of tinfoil hat wearing people, conspiracy theorists, and everything else? Look, it all goes back to 1947 in Roswell. That was a real event. And in the book, and we actually have two films on the Roswell event, one called Exoneration, where we look at Jesse Marcel Sr. and Jr. and what happened to his family and how he was basically nothing more than a patsy.
Oh, yeah. Well, wasn't he essentially destroyed because he was, trying to tell the truth about what he actually observed that night?
His life really wasn't destroyed, but it was certainly maligned. And the family went through all sorts of nonsense because of it. And they had weird stuff happen, like the phone would ring and they'd pick it up and there was no one there. And in his later years, Jesse Marcel Sr. was invited to the White House and went down to, you know, deep underground, the whole deal. And Representative D'Amato actually gave him his phone number and said, if anyone harasses you, call this number, which is his private cell phone. We show that in the film. So this is really investigative journalism. But you've got to remember, the old guard put the kibosh on this for whatever reason. That goes back to 47. The first paper in July 8th said RAAF captured flying saucer mm-hmm. on ranch in Roswell, including an eyewitness report of the Wilmots who saw this thing come in about 400, 500 miles an hour. It was glowing inside, no rotor wash, no noise, nothing like that. And then this thing crashed. And that's when Mac Brazel, who's the rancher, comes in, has a box of material. And he takes Jesse Marcel Sr. out to the debris field. So the paper had it right on July 8th. July 9th, they completely redacted everything. Excitement not justified, says General Ramey. It's nothing more than a weather balloon. And they ran with this. I mean, look, we went out to the debris field. This is real investigative journalism. With two guys, with metal detectors, Frank Kimber, Chuck Sikowski. And Frank Kimber was our guide. He took us out to the debris field. We found two pieces of the wreckage buried about 6 to 8 inches below the soil. It had been there very, very long time. It's all on film. And it's crumbled up. It's like folded in on itself. We had the metal tested. In my opinion, it's got isotopic ratios, which don't match anything that we have here.
Yeah.
It is an aluminum alloy, but it doesn't match any aluminum alloy that are known to mankind, according to the testing that Frank Kimber did. So the bottom line is everything is put the kibosh. And then in 2017, on Tucker Carlson's show, you get Commander David Framer, former F-18 pilot. This guy's Mr. Stand-Up. I mean, you can't get the best of the best of the best, sir. That's who he is. I mean, this guy is a real straight shooter, but it's no nonsense. And he's on Tucker Carlson's show. And he states on the record that whatever he saw with this tic-tac-shaped object, which was darting over the ocean, and then when he engaged it, it shut off Commander David Fravor's radar, That's an act of war, by the way, in his F-18 jet. And it shot away like a bullet out of a gun. That's a quote from David Fravor. And 50 miles in 2 seconds, that's impossible. So Fravor says, well, let me back up. When Tucker Carlson asks, in your opinion, what was this? Commander David Fravor looks right at the camera and said, whatever this was not from this earth. And that is the first rung on the ladder of disclosure in the book. That opens up the can of worms, as it were.
All right. L.A., by the way, I'm speaking with L.A. Marzulli, and his book is Rungs of Disclosure, Following the Trial of Extraterrestrials and the End Times. And you look at this from a biblical perspective, and we'll get into that here in just a little bit. You know, the funny thing is, I was suspicious when Tucker Carlson had that guy on. Not that I don't think it happened, all right? I'm not saying that. But to me, I'm suspicious about the motivation behind the government all of a sudden wanting to come clean about something which has been known for a long time. And it, at least by people who were paying attention a little bit, right? And my concern has been that this is the next spin-up to get people united into a globalist-type government, because ultimately we can't have independent sovereignty and people just living their lives. You have to have the beast system in order to move forward. Did you ever have any suspicion about that, you know, the way this was brought forward?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Everybody who is involved. Yeah, yes and no. Everyone who's involved so far is either military or ex-military. For instance, Luis Elizondo, you know, Commander David Fravor, ex-military. Luis Elizondo, you know, lifelong military guy, the whole deal, head of ATIP, Advanced Aeronautical Threat Identification Program. But he was maligned. You know, he was maligned. And basically, I think what we're looking at, and remember, I'm an outsider. I'm not part of this, you know, this secret group like the Collins elite that we hear about in the halls of government, deeply embedded in some unknown agency that's not accountable to anybody. That's why they're holding this, you know, this meeting today in the halls of Congress to try to get to the bottom of it. Because you've got representatives who are going, wait a minute, who's funding this thing? Where's the money coming from? You know, how deep does this thing go? And how far back does it go? And it goes back, in my opinion, when they actually took the craft that was crashed from in Roswell and shipped it over to Wright-Patterson Field.
And there had to be some reverse engineering of that. There
absolutely,
had to be.
Absolutely,
right?
Reverse engineering all day long. That's what they're doing. So we don't know how deep it goes, and I don't know, whether there's, you know, the good guys and the bad guys. The bad guys are keeping the kibosh on this thing. No, it's a weather balloon. You know, it's the planet Venus. It's a thermal pocket of swamp gas. I mean, whatever.
Right? Yeah.
But then you've got guys who have handled the craft, who have looked at it, like Luis Elizondo, like Chris Mellon, like Commander David Fravor, like Nick Pope, you know, who are saying that the phenomenon is real. Everybody I just mentioned is ex-military, ex-government on some level.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me wonder, what are we really looking at? Now, with that in mind, let's go to the 2024 Super Bowl ad, which will be on the website soon. I didn't include it in the book, but it's absolutely mind-boggling when you think about it. The 2024 Super Bowl ad is called Hello Down There. It's a minute and a half long, basically 90 seconds. And we all know that Super Bowl ads are millions and millions and millions of dollars. Well, the last 5 seconds, you find out what the advertisement's for. It's for Squarespace. And the verbiage is, you know, a website makes it real. But it opens up with UFOs over a diner in Texas, New York City, Paris, France, and someplace in Japan. Basically, what they're saying is this is a global event.
Mm-hmm.
And the alien, by the way, which has an elongated skull, that's another discussion for another time, presses a button. And all of a sudden, you know, everyone's looking at their cell phones or obsessed in their tablets and in their laptops. So no one's looking up. And this is where the alien, so-called alien, gets frustrated. He presses the button, hello down there. Everyone's cell phone, tablet, and laptop immediately goes, and there they see this, hello down there. Everyone looks up. They're mile-wide craft over all the cities of the world. Now, that, in my opinion, is predictive programming.
That's what I was wondering about that, too. I remember that ad.
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
So there is conditioning, in your opinion, going on for the unveiling. Is that kind of way you see this going?
I talk about it. It's sort of a last rung in the book. I don't want to give away the farm here, but I will say this. There's going to be an event. There's going to be an event that's going to shake the world. And I'll tell you what that event is. You get a nuclear device going off anywhere on this planet, it creates the greatest climate of fear that mankind has ever collectively experienced, because we're all hooked up now. Mm-hmm. It is a global village. I mean, I hate to use that expression, but it's really what it is. Because with the internet, everyone's connected at the speed of light, just like right now. I mean, you and I are talking, you're another part of the planet, but, you know, because of the satellite network and everything that we got, you know, we're not putting in 25 cents to continue the phone call, you know, and Zoom calls and the internet and everything else. You get a nuke going off, it'll create the greatest climate of fear. That's when they show up. And interestingly enough, it says that God sends them, to move into a sort of a biblical overview.
Could you hold that thought here? Hold the thought right there. This is a good jumping off point, okay? We'll return here with L.A. Marzulli. He's the author of Rungs of Disclosure, Following the Trail of Extraterrestrials and the End Times. This is the Bill Myers Show on KMED. Hey, 28. I'm back with L.A. Marzulli, author of Rungs of Disclosure, Following the Trail of Extraterrestrials in the End Times. And this is very timely, given that Congress today holding a hearing on UAPs, also known as UFOs. That's what we used to call them. And L.A., you were getting off onto kind of a spiritual, biblical take, and we'll do that in here in just a second. And I was just wondering if, before, you know, given your research over the years, I've always thought that looking at, you know, the amount of galaxies, the millions of galaxies, et cetera, that chances are there had to be some form of life elsewhere. I don't know if you're down with that or not. Seems like you're a little, a bit of a doubt from at least the beginning of the book that I've been reading. Mm-hmm. But who are they? Because there seem to be two lines of thought here, and there's been a big push, I think, to almost say, like, oh, these are just our friendly sky buddies. They're going to help us with technology, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know if I'm necessarily buying that either. Overall, maybe you give me your take. And maybe there are competing factions, for all I know.
Well, first of all, we don't know where we are and what this is. What I mean by that, if the universe, if America, the United States of America is analogous to the universe, is planet Earth located in Dallas, Miami Beach, New York City, Los Angeles. We don't know where we are in this thing. Mm-hmm. We don't know how far back it goes. We don't know what it is. Now people, some scientists are looking and saying, we might be living in a holographic universe, which would explain a whole lot. We also know from the biblical prophetic narrative that Father God rolls up the heavens like a scroll. Now, was that metaphor or is that
reality, literally? Yeah, right.
I think it's literal. So we don't know what this is, where we are in it, which should keep everybody up at night. But of course, it doesn't. Here's the deal. These guys have been coming, and you get 1945, you get Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And that's when we get the Foo Fighters and all this other stuff. That's when we start getting reports. 1947 is the Roswell event. 1948, Israel becomes a nation. Right after 1948, the whole UFO phenomena kicks off in ways that are unbelievable. Absolutely. This is where we get the abductions, crop circles. It all starts taking off right after 1948 to the present day. The bottom line is, if these were our friendly space brothers, why not give us the cure to cancer? Why not, you know, why this cat and mouse game? Why abduct 5-year-old boys and implant them? Why abduct women and create pregnancies with them and then re-abduct them at the third month and take the baby from them?
You know, sounding like the X-Files episodes, right?
Like X-Files, but I got that from Bret Baier. Mm-hmm. Even though I've known about it for decades and written about it, I known about this over 30 years ago. The whole abduction phenomena. But Bret Baier ran a story. It's one of the rungs of disclosure in the book. And it says, there's a bizarre report that some women who were taken aboard UFOs find themselves pregnant. Well, those of us who have studied the phenomena have known about this literally for decades. This ties back, now get this, this ties back into the biblical prophetic narrative. This scripture was written about 2,500 years ago. Very powerful messenger appears to the prophet Daniel and says this to him. And this will blow your mind when you think about it. He says this, Their seed will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not cleave to them. Their seed, who are they? Who are they? Not men. Their seed will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not cleave to them. And then the angel, this very powerful being, because when people think angels, they, you know, little cherubs on clouds with harps. No. These are very intense entities, supernatural entities, very intense.
In other words, Sirius is a heart attack, in other words, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And this entity tells Daniel what it's going to look like. And he says this. Remember, this is written 2,500 years ago. Men will run to and fro over the face of the earth, and knowledge will increase. Well, that doesn't happen until the Industrial Revolution. And now, as we are speaking, Bill, men and women are running to and fro over the face of the earth. Knowledge increases every 6 months. Guess what? Their seed will mingle with the seed of men. That's happening. We talked about it in the Rungs of Disclosure, also in our films on abductions. The abduction phenomena is real. It's the mingling of the seed, which we get way back in Genesis 3:15, where it talks about the offspring of the dragon will be at enmity at war with the offspring of the woman. It's right there in the biblical prophetic narrative. But unfortunately, many people never connect the dots. There has been a breeding program, and it's been going on for millennia, and it's happening again in modernity, and it's extremely unsettling.
Is this part of the, and of course, I just mentioned one world government, and I know this sounds like a Conspiracy Theory Thursday topic instead, but you know, the difference between Conspiracy Theory Thursday topics and reality is usually about 5 or 6 news cycles these days. All right. So in your opinion, is the unveiling or the disclosure really about unveiling the beast ultimately, when you look at it from a biblical perspective?
From a biblical perspective, from my worldview, that's why I call it the coming great deception, because that's what it is. And when you think about something, what changes everything in an instant? What changes the entire global paradigm in an instant? How do we amalgamate, homogenize all these different worldviews together? Well, it's very simple. You get Mile-Wide Craft, you have a nuclear device going off, then they show up, then you've got millions of people who disappear all within 24 hours. And then you've got Mile-Wide Craft showing up, people disappearing, and when they show up, they will say...
So there's the rapture. There's the rapture of the Bible, right?
I'm going to read you something.
Okay.
This is channeled information from a woman, and I'll keep her anonymous for the time being. She channeled these entities called the Pleiadians. Listen to what it says. Mm-hmm. There is a potential for many people to leave the planet in an afternoon. The people who leave the planet during a time of Earth changes do not fit here any longer, and they are stopping the harmony of Earth. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not making it up. That's channeled information. And, of course, when I say channeled, this woman is channeling an entity, but they have no idea whether this entity is malevolent or benevolent. They have no idea. And, of course, it's explaining away what we call the rapture of the church, you know. In a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. There it is. So you get Mile-Wide Craft, and get this, the neo-Darwinists, you know, Darwinism said that there is no God, there is no supernatural, that this whole thing just evolved over millions of years, a mindless evolution, blah, 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 blah. But the neo-Darwinists realized, they're not buying that. Why? Because of the discovery of the DNA molecular structure. So we now know that all life on this planet has a very complex coding to it, DNA. They know that. We know that. And it just didn't fall out of some tree, and it just didn't come out of some primordial slime over millions of years. Somebody somewhere created this thing.
So there's definitely the watchmaker, I guess the question is. Now, other people will say that the Sky Buddies, so to speak, here that we're referencing, I'm just using that as a fun nickname, as it were. The Sky Buddies actually seeded the planet. You don't buy that at all, do you?
No, I don't, and that's where I was going. That's exactly what they will say, that they created all life on this planet. They started the world's religion, started the world's civilization. Now, at this critical juncture in human history, we've taken some people off the planet who aren't ready for the paradigm shift and spirituality, and we're going to usher mankind into the golden age. Look, the biblical prophetic narrative talks about a one-world government, a one-world religious system,
right,
which immediately begs the question, how do you make that happen? As I said before the break, you know, you've got this disparity in religious views, in worldviews, and And how do you amalgamate? How do you create this one world government, this one world religious system?
Well, mile wide craft appearing above the major cities, that would do it, wouldn't it?
That's it. And this is where it's going. And as we said before the last break, they've already shown you predictive programming, exactly what they intend on doing. And people can Google for themselves, you know, hello down there on YouTube. Sit and watch it, and you tell me what we're looking at.
L.A., are you then implying that whatever unveiling is going on, and that would include even what our government, like I said, our government's holding hearings on this kind of, on this topic this very morning. You talk about it being the great deception. So in your opinion, is the unveiling, if this does happen, as you've talked about and others have prophesied and discussed this too, is the deception that this is benevolent and not of the beast or of satanic origin?
That is the deception. They will say, you know, we're our space brothers. We've created you. We genetically manipulated early man. Oh, and by the way, they've got this little implant that, you know, if you take this implant into you, it'll extend your lifespan 300 to 500 years. Now, in one of our films, remember, I'm a filmmaker also, and I allude to this in the Rungs of Disclosure, but my late business partner, Richard Shaw, and I actually took out an implant. This man, Emil, he was abducted from 5 years old. And I realized some of your listeners out there going, oh, my gosh, this is like, I can't believe I'm listening to this.
I know. This is kind of outside of my wheelhouse, but the government's talking about it today. That's why I think...
The government's talking about this today. And in our film, in Watchers, we took out an implant, okay? This guy was 5 years old when he was taken and implanted. When we went to take the... And look, we did a CAT scan, we did ultrasound, we did x-rays. It was giving out a radio frequency. There was no entrance wound to this metallic object. We took it out. It's all in our film. So I'm not making this stuff up. You know, this is real investigative journalism. It's just that people poo-poo it because it's outside their wheelhouse. They have nothing in their grid system to even deal with any of this. And I get it. I mean, I totally get it. This stuff is really bizarre. What we are looking at, however, is the rise of the supernatural. These entities are not extraterrestrial. They are interdimensional, i.e. demonic. Demonic entities with a very, very dark and nefarious agenda. We have 10 films, Bill, on the subject. Not only the book, but we've got 10 films on UFOs. And one of the darkest parts of the film, and I actually talk about this in the Rungs of Disclosure, is the cattle mutilation. And we may be the first researchers ever to connect the cattle mutilations and what's going on with that, with the breeding program.
Yeah, I don't know about that, L.A. I really don't. There's a part of me that wonders if we've been reverse engineering this, a lot of this, couldn't a lot of what is being done also be part of the deception, though, of our own world governments at this point, having this technology?
Yes and no. Let's stick with the cattle mutilations for a second. This goes way, way back. Taken, the blood is drained, parts of the animal are excised with absolutely surgical precision, and I'll cut to the chase. We believe that what they're creating are artificial wombs for the hybrids, because when a woman is taken and impregnated by them, she realizes that she's pregnant. In the third month, she's re-abducted. How do we know this? Because it's in our films, because it's real investigative journalism, because we've talked to women who have lost children by them.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I have a feeling. I have a feeling, though, a lot of people will kind of hear what you're saying here, L.A., and say, yeah, but, you know, this is your business, L.A., all right? That this is your business to do these kind of books and to do these kind of films, all right? Now, I'm not throwing you under the bus, okay? I'm just talking about how the reaction will be. Here's an example. Susan writes me here. Maybe address some of this. Bill. Regarding the guest speaking to the extraterrestrials, have MIT, Caltech, or whoever recognized that piece of metal that he claims is of so far unknown isotopic atomic species? Then let me know. His constant appeal to the man does not prove anything. This is logic I can drive a train through. What would you say to Susan's email?
Well, you know, Susan, I get that, and this is very problematic with ufology, but it's no longer what I say. It's what people like Luis Elizondo and David Grush in the halls of Congress say, that we have crashed craft from extraterrestrials. That's the term that they're using. So, you know, you can call me whatever you want to call me. I can care less. You could say that all I'm doing is creating books to make money. I have been called every name in the book. I've been kicked out of churches, blah, blah, blah. So you walk in my shoes for 3 days and you'll discover that this isn't about money. This is a full-time ministry to warn of what is coming. The first book was published, Nephilim, The Truth Is Here. It goes back into the ancient biblical text. So be skeptical with MIT and everything else. This is where Gary Nolan comes in from Stanford University, talking about the metal, talking about the contact with UFOs and what it does to people's brains. It's a very complex issue. But the fact that David Grush, Luis Elizondo, and others are in Congress stating that we've tested the metal, that we have crashed craft in our possession. And then you go back into the Roswell thing in 1947, deathbed confessions, deathbed affidavits. These people aren't making it up. So, Susan, I love you. I love you. But here's the deal. You got to do some research, because you're just taking one little thing and running with it. And what you don't realize is that this goes way, way, way back. And it's a very complex phenomena. And I don't have all the answers to it, nor does anyone else. But I do believe that it has a very nefarious agenda.
What do you think will come of the hearing today? Or is this just more spinning of wheels, given that we're kind of in a lame duck session at the moment? What's your overall take on it?
It's really hard to say. You know, how far, if they'll move the needle at all, it's just really difficult to say. We know that the admiral is going on the record talking about USOs. So this guy, again, he's a stand-up guy, credentials are impeccable. Mm-hmm. And what does he get out of this by stating that USOs, underwater submersible, unidentified submersible objects? And again, these craft bend space-time, matter and energy. And to Susan's point, I would wager that Susan has never seen a UFO. Now, I could be wrong in that, but the moment you see one, Bill, it changes your whole worldview. The moment you see something that you can't explain with the rational mind, when you watch something move at an incredible rate of speed or turn at 90 degrees, or you have entities in the room or whatever, it changes everything. It absolutely changes your worldview. Now you're searching. That person who's seen something is searching for some sort of an answer. What am I looking at? How does this fit into my worldview? Are we alone? Are these extraterrestrial entities or interdimensional entities? Does the biblical prophetic narrative have answers to it? Of course it does. That's what the book's about.
Final question I would have for you, going back to my earlier suspicions, will any kind of disclosure be used to control us rather than perhaps free us?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it's used for. That's why I call it the coming great deception. Because the book is a warning. It's a shot across the bow. And remember, I've been doing this for decades, and I haven't changed my position at all. I've been invited to UFO conferences, and once I'm there, I'm never invited back again, because they don't really want to hear this from a spiritual, biblical perspective. They believe in the extraterrestrial hypothesis. I do not. I believe these are interdimensional entities with a very nefarious agenda. And this is why our work on abductions, on implants, on cattle mutilations, on the crop circles, our two films on Roswell and everything else in the book, this is why it's so important. And folks, you know, you need to do your homework. LAMarzulli.com, 30 films, 14 books. The latest one is Rungs of Disclosure.
Very good. L.A., I appreciate having you on. I think we're going to have you back now and then, especially if the if it starts going hot, if you know what I mean. Okay?
I do, and I'm all in, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
All right. A pleasure. L.A. Marzulli. It's 846 KMED, 99.3 KBXG. You're on the Bill Myers Show. By the way, this portion of the program sponsored in part by Valley View Nursery, the only nursery here in Southern Oregon with online pricing. Go to valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think. But are they closer than you think? You know, this is not my normal wheelhouse, right? When you have Congress doing UFO and extraterrestrial hearings out in the open, Maybe it's worth talking about. So I guess the question is, L.A. Marzulli, nut or not? So what do you think? Let me go to Angie first. Hello, Angie. Good to have you on.
Hi, Bill. Hey, I just wanted to correct that guy. He was talking about in Genesis, the seeds mingling.
Yes.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah?
Christ actually corrected the Sadducees about that, that the angels do not reproduce. And God created everything to produce themselves, not to mingle with other beings.
Okay, fair enough, Phil. So, nut or not?
I'm glad he's been thrown out of churches. Okay?
That's my
comment.
All right. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thanks for that. Let me go to Brad. Hey, Brad. How you doing? Welcome.
Hey, Bill. Morning. Great show this morning. So am I the only person, when they heard that term interdimensional entity, the first person I thought of was Nancy Pelosi? Am I the only person?
Granny Winebox, yeah. That's Nancy a good Pelosi. One. Interdimensional, she sort of appears and disappears at will, huh?
She obviously exists in different realities than most of us do. I think there's plenty of evidence for that. So Eric Peters, great job. Dennis Linthicum, I love that. He said, you don't have to be an election denier to realize that there was some hanky-panky, backroom hanky-panky, especially when you see that there were 18 million more votes in 2020 than there were in the three election cycles before and the election cycle after that we just had. That's pretty common sense.
But yeah, but we're not supposed to notice that. You're not supposed to notice it or question it, right?
Yeah, just don't pay attention to the 18 minutes. But, one thing that you and Eric were talking about, which I think is a useful thing to think about, is transportation in times of uncertain fuel and uncertain availability of repair parts. So, if you could go back and get an old pickup, like my old 73 Chevy, carburetor, no fuel injected, anything. I mean, all you do is just hook the thing up to a battery and it'll run. Just put gas in it. You can get a motorcycle, right? I mean, obviously you're not going to take your family on it, but you can go on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. You can buy a carbureted motorcycle that will run, that will get you up and down the road for less than $2,000. Might be an interesting alternative. If you're somebody that needs the ability to get from point A to point B and you don't know how much longer they're going to sell parts or computers to make your car run, might be something to think about.
He actually talks about that quite often on EP Autos, in which perhaps the best just-in-case preparatory vehicle is not a vehicle at all, or not a car, but looking at the motorcycle. He has a lot of articles on that. Good read. Thanks for the call there, Brad. Lynn, it's a delight having you here. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah. First of all, I just want to say I miss Angie, and I wish she would call more. She's always really intelligent.
I love hearing that, and I love her voice too.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what I think, Bill. I love that. I really do.
So I'm going to disagree with her slightly. And I was listening to your guest, and he's super interesting. And in Genesis, there's this very mysterious account of the Nephilim and how the sons of God went into the daughters of men, and nobody really knows what that means. And she's right. Jesus did say that the angels don't marry or give in marriage. So nobody can figure out how, they could procreate. Mm-hmm. But what he was saying, I found plausible, but here was my big red flag. He cites a channeler. Now, channelers are demonic, and he's supposedly coming from a biblical point of view, and he ought to know that the Bible is very clear. You don't go to mediums or any type of secret information other than Scripture.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you, though. I've heard this kind of talk before, okay? I understand. I can appreciate your point of view on this. I find it interesting that if someone starts channeling in church, and we'll just call it speaking in tongues in the Protestant church.
That's not channeling at all. And that's a whole other thing. Nobody can understand what the heck they're saying. And that's also a big controversy in the church, whether that's a legitimate thing. But I will tell you, I used to be kind of into channeling, because when I was in my 20s, I was spiritually searching. I was in Palo Alto, California.
Hey, when I was living down in the Olympia area, we had the Ramtha guys, around there.
Right.
Around.
So I went to some of these people, and I wasn't a believer at the time, but every one of them said, your problem is you don't know that you're really divine. And at that point, I already knew that I was a lot less than divine. So eventually I realized this is a bunch of BS, but they are very deceptive. And, you know, deceptive entities or people, 99% of what they say can be true, and then they twist it with that one little 1%, and that's what sends people off in the wrong direction. And the Bible, in the Old Testament, the Israelites were to be put to death if they went to a medium.
All right. Now, I want the final question I want to get to, though, back when, you know, because remember, Congress is going to be talking all about this at this point. Do you agree with his theory, though, that whatever is being unveiled is essentially just demonic, though, rather than arguing?
100%.
Okay.
These are demons, but somehow they're material also. But we also see angels showing up in material bodies in the Old Testament to go talk to Abraham and different people. So there's just a lot that we don't know. There's a neat podcast called, Fuzzy Creatures. But it's these Christian guys who are exploring some of this phenomenon over the years. They started out with Bigfoot, but they've moved into all kinds of things. And, you know, in Peru, they have legends that go back thousands of years about these flying saucers that go down and they come to the land, and then they go down into the ocean, which is what some of our military people have seen. And they go so fast, they can't figure out what's going on. So I think it's definitely a demonic phenomenon.
Okay.
It's very mysterious.
All right. And that's the reason I brought this on, because he was looking at this from a biblical point of view, even though, as others are pointing out, there are some flaws, you know, in some of this. And I have rather tired of this very naive, oh, it's the Sky Buddies, we're here to help you. And I'm thinking back, and I'm sorry to bring up an old Twilight Zone, but To Serve Man, right? You know?
Yeah. That's coming from a lot of the channeler types.
Yeah.
So, and the new age types. So just beware. And I just, big red flag, anyone cites a channeler, I immediately think someone is deceiving me about something. And maybe he's just fooled, but he ought to know better.
All right. I appreciate the opinion. That's why we were doing this. Okay. And I think we have time for maybe another call or two here before we wrap. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Well, this is Joe from the Mud Puddle.
Hello, Joe from the Mud Puddle. What's going on there today, huh?
Well, the visibility of the river is improved, but the reality is these guys that were working on the project, I got them to admit, like, carefully, at the gas station down there at the I-5 exit, hey, what'd you guys do with all the soil? You know, like, looking like we could use it from somewhere else.
Right.
He goes, oh, we pushed a bunch of it right in the river.
And, so they just, well, of course they pushed it in the river. Yeah, if you or I did it, we'd be arrested. They do it, they get paid. I love it. Hey, thanks so much, Joel. It is 8:57 on the Bill Myers Show. Thanks so much for listening. Of course, Conspiracy Theory Thursday tomorrow. The email, Bill at BillMyersShow.com. 9 o'clock, KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. It's 9 o'clock.